Shvius, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Gadol Amru Bashvius. This is a major principle in the Chazal said regarding Shemitah, the following. Kol HaMiyuchad L'Machal Adam. Anything that's designated for human consumption, in Osin Mimenu Malug Mala Adam. You're not allowed to utilize it to make a bandage for a human being, because things that are designed for human consumption need to be consumed and eaten. They can't be used for other purposes due to the Kedusha Shvius, due to the sanctity of Shvius. Ve'ein tzarach lomar labehema, and it goes without saying that you can't make a bandage utilizing this thing that's fit for human consumption for an animal's bandage. Ve'chol she'ein amyuchel l'maychal adam, another rule that anything that is not designated for human consumption, Osin mimena malug mala adam. You can make a bandage out of it for a human being, avolol behema, but not for a behema. V'chol she'ein miyuchad. Anything that's not designated, lo lamaychal adam, not for human consumption, lo lamaychal behema, not for an animal consumption. So, and you're free to designate it. There's no general rule for this type of an item. So chashav alav lamaychal adam or lamaychal behema. If you thought in your mind that you're going to utilize this food both for human consumption and for animal consumption, nostin alav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. You have to give it the stringencies of both human beings as human food, the stringencies of human food, and the stringencies of animal food. What are the stringencies? The stringencies of human food is that you cannot make, as we just said, you cannot make a bandage out of it, even for human beings. And the chumrei behema, the stringencies of if it's animal food, is then it's forbidden to cook it. You can't cook it because animal food does not get cooked naturally. Therefore, that would be a chumra of due to its status of being animal food. Now, chash of olav le'etzim, if you thought to yourself that you want it to be utilized just as firewood, just as wood, you don't have any intention on using it as food either for human beings or for animals, harehu ka'etzim, it has the status of wood. And as such, wood is not subject to the laws of Shvius. And what are examples of that? Kagon, such as Hasia, Va'ezav, Arkornis, three different types of growing plants that if you were to think of it as something that you want to use as wood, it would not be subject to the laws of Shemitah at all.